Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will come comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
See, my prophets, what is the word of the Lord to pass of Veronica Roderick? God bless you, Pastor Veronica Roderick. God bless you, woman of God. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be an even higher elevation for you. God says so much inner power. And God says that prophetess for you to come forward. For God says that there's a word in your mouth. And God says he wants you to speak it with boldness. I'm hearing God say much security. God says for you to do some research on some property. But God says he wants to put some property into your hand. I'm hearing God say that you're going to have favor with transportation and financial blessings and entrepreneurship. And I don't know if you have a website up, but God's, I'm hearing God speak on website, business cards, entrepreneurship, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor Veronica. I just hear God saying that this is the time and a season that he's preparing you, he's equipping you. I see him taking you into that new level. I see him elevating you. I see favor in paper and court documents. I see the legal system as far as justice. And I just see God taking you into that new place. God said this is a time and a season that he's turning things around on your behalf. This is a time that you're going to be feasting and delighting in his presence and engulfing in his spirit, in the readings of the Lord, in the word of the Lord, and in the power and the spirit of the Lord. God says you'll begin to move into new dimensions and new heights in him. He's taking you into that greater level where the revelation knowledge shall be fresh and anew. God says you're going to begin to see a new Veronica coming forth, a new and a rewarding Veronica coming forth. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor Veronica. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be much that you shall do in this season. I'm hearing God speak on healing. God says for you to worry or fear not. God says that he's working on your emotions as well. And I'm hearing God says for you to prepare because God says that there's greatness in you, elevation and expansion. And that is the word of the Lord.
Pastor Veronica, I heard the word of the Lord for you. God is taking you, your ministry, to the next level. There's something about your voice that will too echo. You will be known as being one to be very charismatic, very outspoken. You shall move many, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor Veronica, and I concur with Prophetess Michelle. Because once you said you borrow, automatically the story came back to mind. And God says to be prepared for the overflow. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor Veronica. And I so agree with the words of the prophets. For I heard Father God saying this is the season of victory and this is the season of acknowledgement. Father God says this is the season where the overdue recognition is coming forth. I hear Father God saying prepare, prepare, and over-prepare. For Father God said this is the season to pack your bags for overseas. I don't know what this is. God says prepare your passport. Because I hear Father God saying there's going to be a word that you're going to deliver that's going to deliver a country. Now, I don't know what this is. I don't know who this is. Yet I see you traveling overseas. And Father God says it's going to be the season of reward, and that is the word of the Lord.